And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget that if you've been listening to the show and you missed the beginning or you have to get out of the car, you can listen to us again by going to the website at www.nagb.org.bs. And you can listen to all the archived shows then. Before we get back to talking to Nettie Simonet and Angelica Wallace-Whitfield, I'm just going to do a little tiny bit of housekeeping. Tomorrow night, so tonight is Nettie's birthday party at Central Bank, so if you're listening to this, come on down. Tomorrow night is the premiere of our special film series that's been curated together with Lux Scotland. And Nicole Yip, the director of Lux Scotland, will be there. We're showing the first set of films that have been curated to accompany the show that is entitled We Suffer to Remain, which is currently on at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. It's a really beautiful show with work by Graham Fagan. And Nicole has curated a really beautiful film series to accompany that. So I encourage people to come out. That's tomorrow night on Thursday to see that. And just stay tuned to our calendar to see what talks we have coming up, what other openings and talks and film series we have. We always have a lot going on at the NAGB, so please check out the calendar and come and join us. If you're listening to the show right now, we're all down at the Central Bank right now. I pre-taped the show, and I'm down at Central Bank, and I'm celebrating with Nettie Simonet, who turned 84 today.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. 84. I'm 52, and I feel like, I don't know, some mornings I get up, and I'm like, oh, my knees, my back. So what's the secret? Is it the bush medicine?
Can I sing a little song?
You can sing a little song, absolutely.
Fairy tales can't come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should arrive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here's the best part. You've got a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And I'm going for 105.
That's true. You're going for 105. It's true. Stay young at heart. Young at heart, and it'll keep you young. You're absolutely right. So that's your secret then. Mm-hmm. Young at heart? Mm-hmm. What about, I know that every time I come visit you, I get presented with
some
a delicious glass of lovely bush tea. I would say that might be one of your secrets as well.
Well, it is. Because for the past, I'm going to say now, for the past 10 years, every day of my life, that's all that I drink. I don't drink bottled water. All I drink is Fieldgrass tea.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely awesome. It's soothing. It's relaxing. It's good for your health and good for your well-being. And that's what I do.
And do you gather all of that from your own garden?
Oh, yes. We've got gardens in the backyard with all the bush teas, all the bush medicines, the fruit trees, the ducks and the... The ducks and the chicken, of course.
The ducks, the crabs. I mean,
bananas,
you've got
the crab habitats,
and it's such a wonderful place in that backyard. As a matter of fact, my children don't like me to say this, but I've said that it's just such a peace and tranquility when I die. I want my ashes sprinkled in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
By the little chapel on the hill.
Little chapel on the hill, yeah. Beautiful.
I get peace, I get comfort, I feel soulless, I feel a nearness to God. I just feel like it's more of us need to take time out from that hustle and bustle and get on out there, mm-hmm. and find it. Look, the peace place back there, find that inner peace, you know, which is so hard to find in the stressful world.
It is. Now, I mean, and I think this, the practice of bush tea, the practice of healing, it connects back to something we talked about before the break, which is knowing who we are and where we come from. And some of the work you make, the bottles and specifically, mm-hmm. I mean, they relate back to practices from African worship,
yes.
traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Some people here are scared of that stuff. What do you say to that?
We don't. the balls. When I was a child, we had the fruit groves,
mm-hmm.
and we as children, we would go and raid these the fruit trees at night. And what the elders would do, they would take these balls and fill them up with black dirt,
mm-hmm.
which they call graveyard dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And we were deathly afraid of this these balls hanging for the graveyard day.
Well, because it was considered obeah, right? It was considered...
No, graveyard day. Yeah, we're afraid of the dead.
Yeah, of course.
not the obeah. No, we can do the... We're afraid of the dead. We're afraid of the dead. So we didn't get near any of those graveyard balls, no.
And what about... But, I mean, the bottles hanging in the trees, that's something that is associated with obeah. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you have... No, so you're just doing it intuitively. Again, you're hanging things. But, Ed, what about the bottles hanging in the bank? Is anyone reacting to those?
Yeah, people asked if they were obeah-based artworks. Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Kidding.
No.
I got to stop that then.
No, because, no. I mean, again, and also the piece we have in our sculpture garden with all the beautiful bottles and the tree, I mean, people do associate that with, again, and so they're a little scared of it, but I also wonder, like, because we have traditions still that we use, bush medicine, which come from, again, those practices as well. They're tied together, right? And it's all to do with the history and the roots of where...
So I never heard that. I never heard that part of it before, because I didn't know that. It was a fear. It was just to put fear in the children that you touch those. You touch the fruit on the tree. Your belly goes swell.
Uh-huh.
So you touch the fruit, your belly goes swell.
Okay.
Know? So that sort of thing. But
and it was just a way to keep you off the fruit trees.
Right. Keep the fruit trees. Right.
But and then at the bank, what are the other react? Because again, I think one of the interesting things about the Central Bank Art Gallery is that it's in a workspace, right? Yes. So that all the people who work at Central Bank of the Bahamas have to walk through the gallery, and many do, to get to their offices. It's the main foyer. It's also an art gallery. Are you getting feedback from the people working there? And how are they? And the big one at the entrance, is that huge one at the entrance of on the other entrance of Nettie's piece?
Yes.
What's the feedback of the people at Central Bank?
Well, I spent time in the gallery when I'm hanging the show, of course. I'm not stationed in the gallery, but in passing, it's always that it's one of the most different sort of setups they've seen. You know, things don't usually hang from the ceiling at the Central Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And
Nettie's got to be different.
Yeah. And it's a lot of different work. You know, it's not traditionally framed artwork. It's not just works on canvas. It's 3D works that aren't just ceramic works. You know, she's painted on objects that we know, we recognize. Everyone's sort of identifying the different bottles, the different barrels, the wash bins, piss pots, slop buckets, things
like
that.
The poles, be respectful, please. The pole, P-O-E-S, on the pole.
The pose.
We had a piss pot, we used to call them the pole.
Okay.
We said that word, we got it. What?
Well, yes, we're on the radio, we have to be proper.
Oh, yes,
we have to be proper. Can't say piss pot. Nettie, I think at your age you can say whatever you'd like to say, right?
You don't have to apologize.
Exactly.
And not just say what eating, you know what, I don't eat this and I don't have to feel ashamed or embarrassed to say what I, if I go to your house and you offer me something and no matter how good it look, there's some things I do not eat, I'm not going to apologize what I put in my belly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to apologize. I just don't want it, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but that's how it is.
Do you feel that it was part of getting older that allowed you to just, again, I mean, you talk about, like, it's true, you can't go on being a hotelier, it's too exhausting, but that now you get to a part of your life where you can just do what you want. You can
unapologetically.
Just, unapologetically, just exactly.
Well, I've been this way for a long, this is almost a part of me for a very, very long time. I apologize. Because you are what you eat. you are what you eat, and I'm not going to, and what you drink, I'm not going to apologize to anybody about what I, you know, so you don't have to invite me. You know, I don't eat this and I don't eat that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with seasonings, I use like rock salt, just sea salt, cold pepper, lemon, and that's my and thyme, the real thyme.
And I guess you're growing that in your yard too, right?
Oh, yes, of course. I don't use anything. That's all that I eat.
Healthier than you probably. You really are going to live to be 105.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I could very easily, yeah.
So do you get schools ever coming to visit? Do you get...
Before we got to this new phase, now, but we're getting back there again. We have a lot of schools. A lot of schools would come there, and, you know, we got a lot of... A lot of positive feedback. You go to see a folder with all of the feedback from the schools and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been trying to move forward with doing some other stuff. But now we're ready. We're ready now to go back with the school program. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a video that's going to be in the show that sort of gives you a tour of the property.
Oh, great.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something I wanted to do in the show, is sort of expose people to more than just the art of Nettie, just who Nettie is as a person, you know, and how she lives her life. And I feel like that's going to probably bring traction or mm-hmm. at least inquisitive minds back mm-hmm. to
it. Because you almost, I mean, you can appreciate the art for what it is on its mm-hmm. own, but when you know the full experience
right, exactly.
of how you live and that, again, that you've created a giant artwork that is, again, a building yeah. and a garden and yeah. and endless rooms. And I mean, that's part of you. It's an extension of you. And I think when you experience that and then look at the work, mm-hmm. Of course, it has more meaning.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You have to come onto the property to really see it. You can't just drive by and it's just so...
No, you got to go in. You got to take your shoes off. Yeah. You got to walk on the sand floor, floor, dining room and studio. Yeah. And get out in the garden.
Did another studio.
Coconut Studio.
The Coconut Studio. And that's very, very neat, very interesting. And we've done it so that that visitors behave and visitors, they don't know about the coconut, the use of the coconut. So we've got, like, in the ceiling, we've got, like, the whole coconut branches. We've got, like, the prongs that are, we do something else for them. Like, the coconut themselves, we have, like, the painted and the, it's just very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very interesting. So that again, say you've got like four students or guests and they want to do the art thing, you got the four easels in there, four tables and whatnot, so you can just out there and it's alone with nature. And
so people staying at the hotel can just go out and paint and participate.
We even got a was it a chicken coop? We got a chicken coop. We call it the writer's coop. we're in near the crab habitat where, again, you got like a table and a bench and a writer can go in there and just at peace. And it's just something that's...
So it's like a retreat.
Yeah, it is exactly. Really. An artistic sort of spiritual retreat.
Right, yeah, we should start getting some artists to come down and stay there.
Like a residency.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right, right. That's
I want to have a residency.
I know,
there.
Me too.
That's what we're looking at. That's exactly what we're looking at.
Just letting my kids now on the air. I'm just going to be leaving them and I'm going to go live at Nettie's for a week.
No, seriously, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, yeah.
You go there and your mind is just... You just think beyond. You think beyond the skies. It's there are no limits. Your imagination, the feeling, you know, and the plants. We have all the fruit trees and medicinal plants and whatnot. And it's just something that's really, really beautiful. It's something that it takes time to create, and it takes a lot of money. But I think at the end of the day, my thing is not about the money. My thing is that it's going to touch your life. It's going to touch lives. And as I said before, if I can help somebody, say, go along.
And it is. It's a very, very special place. A very special place. And it really, I mean, Angelica, you spoke to that. It's mm-hmm. it's you almost forget you're on New Providence. Yeah. And it's extraordinary because it's right there at the intersection of, you know, where the Super Value is at the roundabout. And it's a very busy part of Cable Beach and has changed so much in the last 40 years. Everything's just built
the bank,
up around
the gym,
it.
Food places.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not a fancy. But, we have modest rooms. We have modest rooms with that environment. We got an environment that you couldn't pay for this environment that we have down there.
Mm-hmm. But it feels like you're not in Nassau. It feels like you are somewhere else.
Right, right, right.
And so it's almost like you've put a magic spell on that little corner and that you walk in there and you just forget. You forget where you are.
There's like theme music playing in your head as you walk through the property.
So what's next, Nettie, on your life path?
Well, I want to improve on the things that the work that we have begun. And I just want people at home and abroad to come. And I'd like to be there to share with them with some of the beauty and explain the philosophy of... that and about life as a, you know, storytelling and all that sort of thing. That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds beautiful. Mm-hmm. I know for one, I'm gonna have to head. I've got to make some time to head out there one afternoon, get away from my desk.
Yes.
It really is a very special place.
Thank you.
And now, how long is the show up for, Angelica? Actually, can people go at any time?
Yes. So
give us a little.
So the bank is open. Bank hours from 9 to 5
mm-hmm.
through the week, and you're welcome to come in at any time. It will be up until the end of the month, and then we're starting next month with ASMAC, Sue Bennett Williams After School Art Program,
mm-hmm.
who's going to have their opening there in the beginning of June.
Okay. Yes. So that's 9 to 5 at Central Bank of the Bahamas,
yes.
which is on the corner of Market Street. And what's that little one that goes across? Where the
Frederick
Pepper-
Street.
No, the Frederick. Anyway, it's between Frederick and
yes.
Market and across the road from the Great Bahamian Kitchen,
yes.
so which we can get really good food. Yes. So that's where Nettie's solo show is right now of her paintings and objects and sculptures and sort of this extraordinary environment. But if you, and again, we're there now. We're all there now toasting Nettie on her 84th birthday.
So you should turn
around
and come.
Turn around. If you're in your car, turn around, come down to Central Bank, join in the festivities. And if you can't come, go another time, but also try to make a point to stop by Nettie's Different on Cable Beach, which is really this very magic place in the heart of the island, you know, right there on Cable Beach. And it's really an extraordinary artwork in itself, which Angelica described. You just walk in and you are in a sort of a different place.
Yeah.
And you're in Nettie's head and soul and her imagination. Mm-hmm. And it's somewhere very beautiful to be. And I encourage people to go do that. So please do. And as I said earlier, tonight is Nettie's exhibition at Central Bank. And tomorrow night is then the film series, the first of our film series at NAGB as part of We Suffer to Remain. That was a film series that's been curated by Nicole Yip by the Lux in Scotland. And it's a program with films by the Black Audio Film Collective, a film called Handsworth Songs, which is a 59-minute film, and then another film by an artist called Alberto Whittle entitled Sorry Not Sorry, and that is a 6-minute film. And both the Handsworth Songs is a film which talks about the civil disturbances that took place in Birmingham in the district of Handsworth in the 80s in England. And they're films that are speaking to the Black British experience, the legacy of slavery and a sort of racist society and the constructs. So I think that's going to be a really nice pairing with We Suffer to Remain. And then Sorry Not Sorry by Alberto Whipple, which is a 6-minute video, is described as being an offering to the ancestors. So that's a shorter film. We encourage people to come out. That film program is free. Nicole Yip, who curated the film program, will be there, and she will be in discussion with Holly Bino afterwards. So I really encourage you to come out and see that. That's going to be screened in the amphitheater of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. The program starts at 7 p.m., so come on down and do that. And just go to our website, see what else is happening, participate in your art scene, either by coming to the NAGB. It's free on Sundays. It's open every day of the week except Monday, but it's always free on Sundays to everybody. And if you don't want to come to the NAGB, you know, go to other art spaces, the Aguilar Art Foundation, Dungalik.
Central Bank.
Nettie's Different of Nassau on Cable Beach. There are so many people that are doing really extraordinary creative things, trying to speak to our stories, shine a different light on our history, tease out the uncomfortable narratives that we need to engage with in order to raise ourselves up, to uplift ourselves and be better Bahamians. And so I just encourage you to get involved in the artistic community, the creative community. It's a lovely community of people that support each other and dream of the Bahamas being a better place. So I just really encourage people to get involved to do that. Nettie, I want to thank you so much for coming on the radio tonight. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
and here's to 105, right?
Yes.
So we only got 21 years to go.
Yep.
So
live it up.
Exactly, live it up. And Angelica Wallace Whitfield, thank you as well for joining
us
on the
podcast. Thank
you for
having me again.
Always a pleasure. So nice to have you home. So thank you to the audience for listening. You've been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. I want to thank you so much for listening, and good night.